My pleasure. I recognize your voice. We've chatted before, for sure.
There's no question about it. Although I have such a normal voice, so it just blends in with everybody.
It does. It's like a dime a dozen.
So let's talk for a couple of minutes, Murr. The you, Impractical Jokers, despite the fact on the outside it looks like it was pretty much an instant hit, you guys took a long time.
Yeah, that wasn't by choice. That was the world telling us no for a long time. Yeah, the story is the guys and I are best friends for 28 years. We met in high school, and we did comedy together our whole lives. And it took us like 10 years to get Jokers, no joke. And we failed for many years, pitched lots of shows and tried everything we could think of to get ahead. But, you know, it just nothing worked. And then finally we created Jokers, and we were able to sell it to True TV, and then now we're about to hit 200 episodes. We got the movie coming out next year. We just finished shooting the Joker's movie 2 days ago. It's crazy.
Now, compare that time span to how long it took you to put together this book, Awakened.
It's the same story. No joke. I wrote the book. I wrote this thriller called Awakened. It's like a very scary, action-packed, summer beach reading, page-turner kind of book. Honestly, it's the most exciting book you'll read in a long time, right?
Yeah.
I wrote this thriller called Awakened 14 years ago. I spent a year of my life writing it. A year, right? And at the end of the year, I sent it out to every publisher in New York City, and ready for this? It got returned to me unopened. No one would even open the envelope to read it because I was nobody. I had no agents and no connections. 14 years later, I sent the exact same book into HarperCollins, and they bought the trilogy from me. So it's pretty cool.
That has got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, dude, it's the best feeling because the book is really good. You know, it's really good and exciting. And the story of it is this: is like in the near future, New York City builds a new subway system called the Z Train. It's like a super high-speed, high-tech train. And on the train itself, the inaugural run is the mayor's wife and like 100 lucky New Yorkers. When the train pulls into an underwater pavilion, all the passengers are missing. The cars have blood in it with a crimson handprint on the wall, and the windows are shattered outward. And what you come to learn in the book, Awakened, is that what's going on underneath New York City is far more terrifying than anything you could ever imagine. It's like the best episode of 24, the TV show.
Now, let me ask you, so you're a sci-fi fanatic. If you were into, let's say, Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster, would you have tried to have written a book about them? In other words, were you just ready to try your hand at writing a book?
I was. I always dreamed of writing a thriller. You know, I have a degree in English and literature and writing creative writing from Georgetown. Like, I always wanted to. And then I just didn't realize how hard it would be, like Jokers, to get into that world, you know? Like, it took us so long to get a TV show. It took me so long to get a book published. And, you know, it's almost like the creativity part of it is the easier part. It's the getting past the barriers of entry and the everybody that says no. You know, that's the hard part.
That's what I was going to ask you next. What was both the TV show and the book, what's the toughest hurdle you had to jump over to get them both into fruition?
You know, I think the toughest hurdle is yourself, honestly. Because what happens is, I'm not sure like how your career radio has progressed, but I think our story is pretty representative of like, we were told no by so many people that you start to think, it creeps up in your mind. You're like, maybe it's just not going to happen, or maybe what we're doing isn't that good, or maybe we're not ready, you know? Like, 1 month before we sold Impractical Jokers, one network executive told me that we weren't ready for TV, and then another network executive told me we were too old for TV. Literally 2 weeks later. 2 weeks after that, we sold Impractical Jokers, you know? It's like, you start to think, your mind plays tricks on you. You start to think, well, maybe it's not good enough. And I think the lesson that we learned from Jokers and from the Awakened is that just, if you love it, just don't stop. Just don't give up. And that's why, that's why the book is so special to me, because it's like, it's one of those projects. It's a passion project for me. And the book is excellent, but it also is just like, if you ever felt like you had a dream of something you wanted to do, and there's been so many people in your life that have stopped you or turned you down from achieving it. This is the kind of book for you. This is the kind of TV show for you, because we are the guys that just didn't stop and just kept believing in each other. And what has helped us is that there are four of us. We help build each other up, and that's if any one of us alone, it would have been really hard.
We're speaking to Merv from, of course, Impractical Jokers, now author of the book Awakened. Have you missed out on anything because of your work?
I mean, look, I'm 42. I'm not married. I have no potential. I have no prospect of getting married. And I still sleep with a blankie. I mean, yeah, I missed out on a few things. I've clearly missed out on a good hairline. Look at my hair, man. You say you have a recognizable voice. Here's the compliment I get. When I'm walking through an airport, people come running up to me from behind. They're like, Murray, yeah, I saw the back of your head. I instantly recognized you. My bald spot. Come on, man. I'd rather have your voice than my hair.
What comes next for Murr?
Gosh, I mean, the movie next year is all about the Joker's movie. I'm so excited about it, you know. And we start, we're going to come back to Wisconsin real soon, touring, you know, the guys and I perform live all around the country. And we starting in 2 weeks, we create our new tour, the Cringes of Basketball World Tour. And we'll be coming back to Wisconsin soon in that whole area. And that's coming up. That's really fun. And, more seasons of Jokers. We hit our 200th episode coming up pretty soon. So that's going to be exciting. We'll see.
Very cool. It's James Murray, or Murr, if you will, from Impractical Jokers, now the author of the book called Awakened. Hey, brother, thank you so much for taking some time. I'd love to have you back on again soon.
I would love to. Thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. Take care of yourself.